Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, Democrats hope to loosen voting rules to turn state blue. By Hannah Blow on April 22, 2020. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton told Breitbart News tonight that he will continue to battle the progressive attempts to force mail-in voting, stressing that vote by mail is the most likely place for fraud and noting that Democrats hope to loosen voting rules in the Lone Star State to turn it blue. Paxton discussed the Democrats' increased calls for vote by mail, describing the situation in Texas as really simple. The law doesn't allow for mail-in ballots in the cases that this judge ruled that they should be allowed, he said of the recent decision of a Travis County District Court judge, who ruled that registered voters should be able to use the coronavirus pandemic as a legitimate reason to vote by mail. The Texas legislature allows mail-in voting in very specific cases, Paxton said, citing sicknesses or physical ailments that preclude an individual from physically going to a polling location. That's the law in Texas, and we had a judge here that decided that the Texas legislature didn't have it right, that they were not permitted to have laws they passed, that they could stay in place, Paxton explained, adding that they are constantly under assault from progressive groups over voting laws. We're under assault. We have law firms filing lawsuits against us. We think they're funded by George Soros, on all kinds of election issues. It's an onslaught. It's not just this mail-in ballot effort, he said. We're getting hit with all kinds of different lawsuits. And of course, if they're successful, they hope to turn the state into a democratic state permanently and keep the rules so loose on voting and fraud that it'd be hard to ever win the state back, he said. Listen. Paxton, again, stressed the dangers of mail-in voting and ballot harvesting and added that absentee voting still poses the risk for fraud. However, the legislature has tried to balance convenience in allowing people to vote who aren't going to be here with the potential for fraud, he told Breitbart News tonight. There's nobody to verify who they are, and that's the nice thing about people coming to voting location. They have a photo ID, he said, noting that they have been fighting Democrats, who argue that IDs are suppressive and discriminatory, for over a decade. The reality is, there's no other explanation. When they don't say that in other context, they make this argument on voting all the time, to open it up for additional fraud, he said. My job is to enforce the law that we have, not the law that, you know, some judge decides we should have, Paxton added.